But we've got, all right, starting the recording now. Okay. It's been a technically difficult issue because nothing is streaming. So that means, folks, if you're trying to stream us online right now, I apologize. We're having some issues with that. But regardless, you're hearing us and hearing us on 96.9 or 1570 WILO. Well, it is 8:36. The weather for today, very cool this morning. As we said, we had a frost warning earlier today that went till it's going to go to about 9 o'clock, so about another 20 minutes. Today, widespread frost before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 63. Tonight, clear with a low around 36. Friday, that's tomorrow, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 68. Tomorrow night, clear with a low around 39. Friday night football, a lot of folks going to be out and about there. I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be 39, but I think around kickoff time, you're going to be in that 65-degree range. So you're going to be okay there. Just bundle up, bring a blanket. But a lot of Friday night football, actually the last game of the season. Hard to believe that's happening. Football season just seemed to start just like a week ago, but it's the last game of the regular season. Sectional draw is already done and already out there, so all the sectional playoffs start next Friday. So very interesting how quickly, just every year it seems to go quicker. And it's always a difficult time because it's my favorite time of year. Saturday night, that's our Saturday, sunny with a high near 71. Saturday night, clear with a low of around 40. And then Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. Sunday night, clear with a low of 43. Monday, sunny with a high near 74. And then Monday night, partly cloudy with a low of 47. So that is your forecast for the next few days. It looks like we're going to be in pretty decent shape. With highs in the 70s over the next week or so. And we'll take that. Harvest has been going. If you didn't get a chance to see that harvest moon, my goodness, it was beautiful. I'm gorgeous. I mean, you probably can still see the outline of it. It is really, really spectacular. I got a couple of pictures. I know people have been posting some pictures on that as well. And if you might want to go to Facebook and see all of the wonderful pictures that have been posted on Facebook and social media. Really a beautiful moon. So we've got a surprise for you this morning. We at the Chamber, of course, many of you know that we lost Brandy to the Boys and Girls Club. She took the development director's role there and is doing a great job. And we had the opportunity to fill in some gaps there, and we recently have brought on Zach Ballard to be a part of that role of media and marketing communications director. And Zach has really hit the road running this week and has done a great job thus far, and Zach is joining us via telephone. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, everybody. Sam likes to give me surprises, even though it's not my birthday.
Hey, there you go. Well, I've always told you, brother, that we never know what's going to happen on radio, so be prepared at a minute's notice. So I greatly appreciate that. Zach is most probably well-known in the community, not for becoming the newest chamber hire, but he and his wife, Letitia, running the Frankfurt Emporium. So let's first talk about that, Zach, and let people know how things are going there, and just why did you bring the Frankfurt Emporium to Frankfurt?
Sure. Well, we are tucked into that little building right to the left of Rural King, and kind of what we do is we find items from lots of different places, and we try to find them to be 30 to 60% off where you'd find them in other stores. So the reason we fell into it is we moved to Frankfurt. We kind of fell in love with the city, and we thought, what does Frankfurt need here? And really what we thought it needed was fun, some entertainment. So we the timing kind of matched up where we were looking into that business idea, and we thought, well, you know, this is kind of fun. People like shopping. People like looking for fun things. and people like discounts. So let's give it a try. And we started off just doing delivery. We were delivering to people's doors or meeting at storage units or whatnot, and we decided we needed a physical place. So we made it happen, and there we are. So come visit us.
That's all. So what can people expect when they go into the store, Zach? Like what kind of items? I know Emporium has a variety of different maybe definitions to different people, but you know, to me, I like that word Emporium, because I'm thinking, wow, it is going to be more than just a picking up some items. It's more of going to be a shopping experience. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. I think there is no expectation, and that's kind of the goal. I think our goal is to make it fun and make it an adventure every time you go. So we generally get new inventory every single week, sometimes even twice a week, and it can be anything from toys, tools, random things, electronics. We get fridges, freezers. I mean, a lot of times we don't know what we're going to get. Some things we order from vendors, so we know, but a lot of it we don't know ourselves until it shows up at the store. So my wife and our team will go through things, we'll find the items, and we'll check them and price them and put them on the shelves, but a lot of times it's a surprise to us. So
yeah,
really, that is what we're going for, is an experience. We want it to be fun and something unique.
Well, people may think that this is a new idea. People may think Amazon is like a new creation, and oh my goodness, what would we do? But I hate to bust everybody's bubble. This stuff has been going on for decades, and I can testify to that, because my family was involved in, we called it the rag store. It was back in the day in the 70s where there would be damaged goods that were supposed to go to the Big K or to, that was before even Walmart and Kmart, but we had things like Roses and our Rosies, and then Big K. We had some other like Ben Franklin and the Five and Dime stores. And so what would happen is these folks could not necessarily sell goods that maybe a rail car derailed, and there was a bunch of stuff that. So my dad, with some other folks back in the day, would go and to these different warehouses, and they would purchase blocks of merchandise, and not really knowing what they were even getting. Like to your point, they would then load it up, which, me being about 10 years old or so, got to be one of the helpers a lot, and we would load things up, and my mom and dad built a little store out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm talking Louisiana, out in the middle of nowhere is really, you know, it's kind of where the alligators roam, and they put this store up, and they sold books and used clothes. It was not even used clothing. It was a lot of new clothing, but it may have been and some type of package that was, opened or whatever the case may be. Sold everything from, to your point, like two. I mean, it was just it was the salvage store. And I think about that and have some not so fond memories and some fond memories of that experience, because, like I said, I was used as labor. but. You know, this idea of buying items that other folks maybe have, I don't want to use the word rejected, but, you know, some stores are not going to take items that maybe have a cut in the box or whatever the case may be. And these are the products that you may get at a discount, and you can turn around and take that discount and apply it to the sale here in Frankfort, and everybody wins.
Completely agree. I think there's a component to it as well of, you know, saving things to not be wasted.
Right.
You know,
right.
When there's a box that has a bend on it, you know, retailers can't sell it at full price because people don't want to pay the same for a beat-up box as they get a nice, crisp box. But, you know, why not get that item at a discount? And it works just as well.
Right. And I've been in your store many times, and there is, variety, variety, variety. I call you, when I describe, the Frankfort Emporium to other people, I normally say, hey, it is the local Dollar General. You know, I mean, it is the local And what I appreciate about that is that, you know, you live here locally, you guys shop locally, and you, of course, serve locally, and that's greatly appreciated. And so, you know, before you go to, you know, some of the other stores that might not be so local-minded, you know, you ought to give Frankford Emporium a shot and give them the opportunity to maybe meet a need. And to your point earlier, Zach, it's not even necessarily about meeting a need. It's about having an experience and coming in, and you may find something you needed that you didn't even know you needed.
That's very common. That's true. Hey, I do it myself sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So so you've had that role, and you've been doing that, but now you have we have brought you on as the media and communications director for the chamber, working mainly specifically for our membership. What's exciting about that role for you? I know you've only been this week, but what do you foresee, and what really made you want to be a part of this team?
Great question. I'm excited about a lot of things. Ultimately, I think I'm excited that I can be helpful. I mean, my wife and I, you know, we really like helping community. You know, we love the community here, and we try to find as many opportunities as we can to be helpful there, in both the store and personally. So we've always kind of had that mindset. But to me, when I saw this position open up, I saw it as an opportunity to further help both the community and the business community. So what I think I'm most excited is that I think I'll be able to help a lot of the small businesses here in Clinton County and add value to memberships at the chamber without bringing a lot of expenses to the chamber. So I think we'll be able to do a lot of good there, and I'm excited to be part of that.
Well, your background is marketing. Your background is communications. And, of course, you being not maybe just because of your age, but because of your mindset, you're highly technical. You have a very you bring a lot of technical skills, which certainly is not my forte, and I have enough technical skills to be very dangerous and get myself into some really hot water by going down, by pushing buttons, or doing things that probably everybody's like, okay, why did you do that? Now we got to reboot. So my whole a desire from the chamber perspective is to the same what you're talking about, and that's why I believe that. That makes a great team, in the sense that it is about how we can help our membership, how we can help our community, how we can help each other in business, whether it be business to business or whether it be business to customer or customer to business, our community organization to community organization. Those are all the network. It's the web of the network that I believe we have the opportunity to really showcase and to empower and engage to a point where I think that it becomes an attraction for people outside of Clinton County to even look at Clinton County. Which brings me to my next question, because you're not from Frankfort. Letitia's not from Frankfort. What was the driving a force for you guys to make the decision to live in Frankfort?
Great question. I mean, put simply, it's the people here. You know, the truth is we came to Frankfort just kind of out of an accident. We were looking for a place to stay, and Frankfort just happened to be the place we found somewhere, so we thought we'd come live here for a year and, you know, figure things out from there. But a year turned into, it looks about 3.5 now. So, you know, we were here, and a week went in, and we said, hey, we kind of like it here, actually, you know, and a month went in, and we said, hey, the people here are pretty nice, and it's actually a pretty nice little city, and, you know, a couple months in, I realized there's also business potential here as well. You know, Clinton County's growing, and, you know, there's smart people here, and so we thought, why not start a business here as well? So, really, it was the people. We thought the people here are different and, you know, warm and friendly, and that's the kind of community we want to be part of.
Well, and you know, I couldn't have said it better. I I've said it many times over the years that one of the reasons that I've been here for 41 years now is the people. And the community, the sense of community, the opportunity to help each other and to really recognize the foundational values of our community are based upon a lot of, I think, great principles that make families strong, individuals strong, families strong, and then ultimately community strong and organizations within the community strong. And so I couldn't agree with you more. And you, it's funny though, when we got to knowing each other more, and you did something quite different in the sense when you got out of college, you bought a vehicle and you turned it into your home, and you kind of traveled the country. So you clearly could have lived anywhere you wanted to, Zach.
That's true, yeah. I think the truth is, the more you get to know me, the weirder I get, Sharon. Yeah, I quit a nice job. I had a nice job finally after school in Chicago, and I worked there for a few years, and I decided, you know what, it was comfortable, but it wasn't exciting to me, and so I thought, I'm going to buy a box truck, and I'm going to turn it into a tiny home, and I'm going to travel around the U.S., so that's what I did, and I lived in there by myself for about 2 years, traveled around, and then I met my wife, Leticia, in Florida, and she was visiting from Brazil at the time, and so I meant to stay in Florida for a week. That turned into 9 months, and then now, 4 years later, here we are, we're married. So it's quite a story there.
Yeah, it really is, and if you had the chance, I've seen the vehicle. It's pretty amazing feat that you were able to turn that thing in such a, actually the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, is that you ended up, meeting Leticia, and then you bought the, you sold the vehicle to basically start your business.
That's true. Yes. The vehicle is now inside of our store in the form of product inventory.
and you're selling it each and every day. So
that's right. So, everybody buys a piece of it.
So what was what was something memorable in your your now 4 year later tour from being on the road for a couple of years, and then and I think you and Leticia, did you guys not travel together for a year or so?
We did, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I was in it for about 2 years and she joined me for a little under a year.
Yeah, so what was something that you you could bring back to Clinton County that was an experience that you that reminds you or maybe made you feel like this is a place you wanted to be?
That's a great question. I don't know, maybe mindset. I think when you're traveling around, and especially in the strange capacity that I was, parking in random Walmart parking lots to sleep, you get to meet a lot of different kind of people, a lot of different cultures, kind of ways of life, and sometimes it's easy to kind of make a judgment about it when you first meet somebody or a way of life, and you think, oh, I don't like this, maybe is the way to say it, but you give it some time because you're there and you get to know that different culture, that different way of life, you get to know it better, and then maybe after some time you realize that it's actually really nice and there's some really good things to it, and it just took some time to get to know. So I think that, Frankfort for me growing up in Indiana feels, normal, feels like home, but I also think there's changes here, and I know that there's a lot of things that people don't want to change, and I get that, but I know that some of those changes that are happening, I'm adapting to them because of that mindset and seeing that sometimes change can be a good thing, and some things you don't want to change, and that's okay too. So really, it's just been a mindset thing.
Absolutely. And I think, which again, gives you the opportunity by traveling and doing what you did to experience all those things. It's a culmination when you settle down and you start to, rewind all of those experiences, and you start thinking about the blessings and all of the that you've been able to receive now that you're here in this community. For me, I was similar. I was traveled all over the country all my life. I mean, I went to 11 different schools, so have a similar background there. Even though you grew up in Benton County, You still had that opportunity to get on the road and see different cultures and different ways of living. And I think that that's why, you know, we're so adamant when we tell people here in Clinton County that you're special. There's a special connection here. There's something about Frankfort and Clinton County that I believe is special. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't truly believe that. And I know, Zach, I think you're in the same boat that you wouldn't be here if you didn't think that, because again, you've had the opportunity to go pretty much anywhere. And anyway, so now how can people get a hold of you? I know we've got you set up with your email, but I know you're going to be kind of in and out of the office, so you'll be out and about talking to folks and talking to chamber members, potential chamber members. What are ways of folks being able to get a hold of you?
Great question. Well, I think we're gonna try to keep making it easier and easier to get a hold of me as we go. I think right now, if folks want to swing by the chamber and meet in person, we can totally do that. We've got a nice little coffee bar there in the front. We can sit down and chat. I know people can also email me. Maybe we can set up some time. I could stop by and say hi. And other than that, you know, moving down the road, we're going to make it easy to be able to communicate directly with the members of staff. But until some of those changes happen, you know, I'm happy to meet in person or give me a call.
And believe me, when Zach says the changes, I understand them because I know it means more changes for me. But that's okay. I'll embrace the change, and we'll continue to focus on getting sharper and better and more accessible at the chamber. Zach's email is Zach, Z-A-K, at ccinchamber.org. If you want to send him an email, Z-A-K, at ccinchamber.org. Of course, you can call us at 765-654-5507, 765-654-5507. Be glad to talk to you and get to meet Zach. He's a great young man. So, Zach, thanks, brother. I appreciate you joining us today. And I know we'll be seeing each other soon, talking more about things. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking more about change.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Shane.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Hey, look forward to meeting you all.
Tell your lovely wife I said hello.
Absolutely.
All right.
Will do.
We'll talk to you soon. All right. Thank you. Zach Ballard joining us this morning and also joining the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. It's exciting to be able to announce that, and we'll be getting more information out to folks as we see there's some other changes and other folks that we're bringing into the chamber fold. So we'll be talking more about that coming up relatively soon here as things change. And I know people sometimes don't like to embrace that word, but you know, change is not always bad. Today, widespread frost before 10 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high 63. Tonight, clear with a low of 36. Tomorrow, areas of frost around 9 a.m., then otherwise sunny with a high near 68. Tomorrow night, 39. And then Saturday sunny with a high near 71. Sunday, sunny with a high near 72. So it's going to be a great weekend as well. Also, I wanted to, on a much sadder note, many of you know our relationship with Randy Lawson. Randy Lawson passing away, the former program director here for Casper Media. But Randy, visitation is going to be at Newcastle, the Rose Funeral Home there in Newcastle. That starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon there in Newcastle. If anyone is interested, I believe the funeral is at Saturday morning. So just our prayers and condolences to Randy's daughters and to all the friends and family that Randy has left here. Know where he's at. Randy knew the Lord, and we know that he is somewhere probably communicating with a lot of other people that he's wanting to communicate for a long time. Randy and I've had those conversations many times over the years. So pray for that whole family. And again, great joy in my life to know Randy, and certainly impacted me in a really positive way over the years. Well, we're going to take a quick break, top of the hour, come back with the Frankfort Police Department here on WILO Party Line.